Hi, I'm Bronwyn, and I'm 9 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Bronwyn. By the way, that was Kids Commuter Bronwyn playing our theme on her own violin. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing the theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need to know at kidscommute.org. Well, howdy-do, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Alexander Desplat Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We were talking yesterday about the year 2014 being a big year for Alexander Desplat, because in that year, he was nominated for not one, but 2 Academy Awards in the same year for 2 different movies. That's crazy. So yesterday we heard from The Imitation Game. Today we're going to hear the one that he won. I'm talking about the score for the movie The Grand Budapest Hotel. And here's something I want to tell you, kids commuters. The Grand Budapest Hotel is my personal all-time favorite movie score. I put it on all the time at home just to listen to it. And one thing that I absolutely love about it is that Alexander Desplat is so clever, he invents the folk music for an entirely made-up country. The country is the Republic of Zubrowka, which contains the Grand Budapest Hotel, and he makes up all of the music that sounds like it comes from this country. It's amazing. So today we're going to hear some music called The New Lobby Boy. The incredibly fancy boss of the hotel decides whether the new lobby boy is suitable to work in his fine establishment. Oh, I just love that music. It's so quirky and so clever and fun to listen to. That was The New Lobby Boy from the soundtrack for The Grand Budapest Hotel, a movie that won the Oscar for Best Score for our composer this week, Alexander Desplat, in the year 2014. Okay, kids commuters, we have one more hint for our Quizlet, so let's jump in. What is the unicorn of the sea? That's the question this week. If you know the answer, you'll win a prize pack. Here are our hints. It's called the unicorn of the sea, and it does have 2 horns, but one of the horns is very important. It can be 8 feet long and grows right through the upper lip of this creature, which is a type of a porpoise, meaning it's a mammal, and it weighs 1.5 tons and can be between 13 and 20 feet long. Here's our last hint. The unicorn of the sea is found in Arctic coastal waters and rivers, meaning in the very cold places around the North Pole. What's the unicorn of the sea? Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And when you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Good luck. All right, kids commuters, that's it for today. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlocking Public Radio.